there's no place like home for the holidays. And no matter how far away you roam, if you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can.
Welcome back to Horror for the Holidays Stocking Stuffer Edition. I'm Jeff Searcy.
And I'm Jay Logsdon. And as we said on the last episode, we're going to be drafting a Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, yeah.
We've got some complex rules. We're also going to be indulging in Dinosaur Dracula's Thanksgiving meal to emulate the Thanksgiving meal from Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
So we've got some corn, some popcorn. We've got some pretzel sticks. We've got some Jelly Bellies. Mm. We've got a almond chocolate Biscoff or biscotti to simulate, I believe, the toast. Yep. And then we've got a strawberry smoothie cowtail to simulate the strawberry milkshake.
Of course.
So we'll be nomming on this while we're deciding on our things for our draft. Off the air, it was decided Jeff would go first.
And don't think I'm not taking this seriously. Jay must lose.
It is a snake style draft. And there are six categories. You've got your main, you've got your veg, you've got your starch, you've got your you've got a finger food, so like an appetizer of some sort. Mm. You've got a dessert, and then you've got a wild card. Wild card can be anything
you can imagine.
Yeah, anything else. Jeff can't take turkey, and I can't then turn around and be like, deep fried turkey. Turkey is turkey.
Right.
So for main, I would have to pick something different.
Yes.
If Jeff goes first, he picks what he's drafting. I then don't get to turn around and say, well, you picked turkey for main, so I'm gonna pick mashed potatoes for starch, and like go around, turn around and kind of fuck Jeff over.
Yeah,
like if Jeff decides to go with main first,
gotta do the same category.
I have to go with main for my next thing. And then it's snake style. Yes. So then I get a pick.
Also locked into Jay's next choice.
Yep. Then. Jeff, what's your team name?
The Gobblers.
All right, the Gobblers. Excellent. All right, Gobblers. And my team name is the J Team. Da 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 da. It's me. It's Mr. T. I don't know, the face, Tiger Man's there. We got them all. The J Team.
Murdoch, Hannibal.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Here, I'm going to have some popcorn.
All right.
Why don't you start us off?
Well. Why don't we start at the beginning? The centerpiece of any good Thanksgiving feast. I think the Gobblers are going to be drafting dat bird.
Ooh.
Taking turkey.
Number one off the board.
We're talking turkey. Now, turkey is a little bit, I'll say this, Jay. Turkey could go either way. It kind of depends on the season. Depends on how well you've prepared it, because turkey can be very good and it can also be very bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on who's cooking.
What is your preferred turkey cooking method?
So it's a turkey cooking method that my dad learned from somewhere. I'll have to ask him and figure out where he learned it from. You put three small oranges in the center cavity of the turkey.
In the butthole.
Yes, up the turkey's butthole. And the moisture leaches out of those oranges and keeps the meat moist. So you don't have to baste or anything like that. You just set it, forget it. It's always moist, always good. He's been doing it that way for the last probably 20 years at least. Always turns out good every time. So that's the method I'd go with.
Sounds delicious.
I know a lot of people, everybody these days is deep frying it up, but I don't think it needs it.
I've had deep fried turkey. I don't think it's great. I would like to try the Popeyes turkey at some point. Mm. We, of course, legally can't because our Popeyes aren't legally Popeyes currently.
I know.
I've heard spatchcocking makes a pretty tasty turkey.
I bet you it does.
Sorry, I'm preparing the rest of the food as well.
All right, so what's the J team going to take?
All right, well, see, that's the thing. I was, you know, initially I was like, you know, I like turkey. Turkey's great. Turkey is the Thanksgiving main. And I was like, if Jeff goes first, Jeff's going to take turkey.
You'd be a fool not to.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, so like, what would I pick? And there was part of me who was like, prime rib.
Prime rib's
but
a good one.
But I'm like, but I think, for me personally, I think prime rib is more of a Christmas than it is a Thanksgiving, which kind of leaves me with ham.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest ham fan. But
it's a solid choice, though.
My wife and her mom, both big ham fans. And a well prepared ham is pretty, pretty tasty.
Yeah.
And as with anything, I think it depends on the preparation. I don't like my meats to be sweet. That's always a big thing. Yeah. So like, and I think a lot of time people will do like pineapple and stuff with ham. But yeah. I think if you get more of like a smoky ham,
I like a savory ham, like a hickory smoke.
Yep.
I like that.
And I think for me, that would be the way to go.
Yeah. No, I say, yeah, there's definitely the variance in cooking just like turkey. But honestly, I think a ham is harder to make very bad than a turkey is, because if you dry out a turkey, it's game over. People are going to just be politely nibbling on it. Yep. You throw it away.
All right, so it circles back to me. And Jeff, I'm going to go with my favorite dish at Thanksgiving. I'm going veg. I'm going green bean casserole.
Oh, you bastard.
It is the thing I want to make if I am preparing Thanksgiving for someone else. It is the thing I want to make if I am, when I go to Thanksgiving, the thing I load up on is fucking green bean casserole. And I've had bad green bean casseroles and they're not great, but it's hard to fuck up a green bean casserole. I'm sure there are people who can, but it is hard to fuck up a green bean casserole.
That's hard. That's hard, Jay. Is stuffing a vegetable?
No. That's where is bread a starch?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
That's kind of where I'm landing, because like, I like corn. Corn is a vegetable, but it's also a starchy vegetable. Yep.
I think corn is, yeah.
Because that was my backup, was corn for the veg category.
I think corn is a solid choice.
I mean, there's a lot of different ways you could prepare the corn. My mother-in-law makes pretty good, she calls it scallop corn. That's like got cheese and stuff baked into it, almost like a casserole.
Oh, delicious.
I like it. If you can't have green bean casserole, I'd say corn would be my follow-up, because you can prepare it so many ways.
You got creamed corn. Mm-hmm. You can do some kind of cornbread casserole or something like that.
All kinds of uses.
All right, Jeff.
Well, you hit me with the green bean casserole. So I think I'm going to starch, Jay, and I'm going to hit you with the mashed potatoes.
I had a feeling that was coming.
I mean, you can't take green bean casserole and not expect me to retaliate with mashed potatoes. I mean, is there anything more Thanksgiving than the mashed potatoes?
Potatoes.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Yeah. I would say like turkey, mashed potatoes. You got a damn fine Thanksgiving going there.
I mean, for a lot of people, honestly, the sides are the highlight. I know for my wife does not care about turkey at all. All about the sides. I think a lot of people are.
Oh, man, mashed potatoes is good. I know, I was afraid you were going to take it. And my wife would tell me to pick stuffing. I'm not a big stuffing guy. If we're going to say stuffing's kind of starchy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with sweet potatoes.
Ooh. Solid choice.
Because I was like, sweet potatoes is different enough from potatoes. Those are two different things.
They're different. Yeah. Sweet yams are not potatoes.
And you know what? That biscotti, that's pretty dry.
It's hard to eat. But no, I agree. If you can't have mashed potatoes, I would have gone sweet potatoes if you'd got to choose first, yeah.
And like, I think if I'm preparing them, I don't know that I'm doing like a sweet potato casserole. I'm probably just going to mash the potatoes and maybe put like some marshmallows, some butter, some brown sugar in there. And just call that, and just mash it, and just kind of mix all that together.
Solid.
I'm writing it down so we can review it all at the end of the episode.
All right. Well, where are you taking us, Jay?
All right, Jeff. I'm bouncing us down to finger food. Now, I said my wife would be mad at me if I didn't take stuffing. So instead, I'm bouncing down to finger food. I'm going deviled eggs.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
That's my wife's favorite thing at Thanksgiving.
Oh, God. Everybody loves those. You know, I just knew this was going to happen somehow. It's like, I have to secure the eggs, but this team has no follow through. It's like, it's almost as bad, Jay. Imagine a team, we get to the playoffs every season, but never go any further than that.
The Buffalo Bills of Thanksgiving meals.
It's got me so upset, I'm holding my broken pretzel like a cigarette.
I saw a recipe for deviled eggs that had cut up jalapenos.
Ooh.
And bacon in it. That's and it was crazy. Like a and I and it was and then otherwise it was just deviled egg, and I'm like, that sounds delicious. I'm like, I don't know, I like I'm like, part of me was thinking about making that for Thanksgiving. I'm like, I might be the only person who would eat it.
Well, that's the thing too, everybody has their own twist on them, everybody makes them a little bit different, but they're always good.
Agreed.
Wow. You left me in a pretty bad position here, Jay. I'm going to light up another one. Well.
Got Jeff chain smoking over here. Chain smoking pretzels.
You know, I don't know how popular these are, but in my family, I'm going to have to go with the pickle wraps for my finger food.
A Midwest classic.
Love those damn pickle wraps. Cream cheese and we use dried beef. I know some people do some other meats, like cured hams and things. But I like the classic dried beef cream cheese around the dill pickle spear. Really good.
Jeff, I didn't even think about that one. You ambushed me.
I got him.
You got me. I got a recipe. I'll have to share it with you. It's essentially a pickle wrap, but almost turned into a dip. I'll send it to you. It's been a big hit. I made it for the last couple like potlucks I've done.
That sounds like
it's been a big hit.
I would be interested in, yeah.
All right, you're up, I think, right?
What do we got left?
Got dessert and wild card.
Oh, we gotta save the wild card for the end. All right, I'm hitting dessert. And you know what? As much as I love a good pumpkin pie, I think it gets too much of the spotlight. It's too overrated. I'm taking pumpkin bars, Jay.
Ooh.
My mom makes some great pumpkin bars. Gotta say, love them. Love them every Thanksgiving. I think the pumpkin bar, to me, is superior to the pie in almost every way.
A pumpkin bar. And I think I might kind of agree with you. Lighter, like less dense.
Less dense.
You've got that cream cheese topping.
Delicious cream cheese frosting.
Like, and like... So it's less dense, so you've got kind of that airy quality, and then you don't have like the pure sugar rush of like a big dollop of Cool Whip, and instead you've kind of got that sweet kind of cream cheese like flavor going throughout.
For me, it's the perfect way to get some pumpkin.
That's a good one. Do you have another out of left field? And I'm sitting here and I'm going, damn, that's a hell of a choice. My dessert choice. And I'm kind of looking at what I've got so far, and you know this about me. I don't know that listeners know this about me. My grandparents lived in Texas for a long time, so they're big. So like a lot of kind of Southern traditions and stuff like that kind of infiltrated some of like my family's things. And so I was prepared for you to take pumpkin pie, and I'm willing to forego pumpkin pie. I'm going to take pecan pie.
Ooh. See, I almost went with that because, honestly, that's the pie that I seek out. I could take or leave a pumpkin if I see it. But if I see a good, especially a good one, you can tell just by looking at it. That glaze over the top.
Yep. You get the crunchiness of the pecans, as they call them down in the South.
Bacons.
you get the crunchiness of the nuts. You get... that kind of custardy, Karo syrup.
Love that filling.
Filling. Usually a homemade pie crust, like 10 out of 10. And I was kind of looking at everything, kind of the way things had fallen. And I went, you know what? Like, this already feels kind of Southern. in its design anyway.
Yeah, you got the green bean casserole, the ham.
Yep. You got the sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
You got the deviled eggs. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go.
You're building a Southern Thanksgiving over there, you bastard. Trying to come out from behind and beat my ass, aren't you?
And then that leaves wild card.
Boy.
And wild card could be anything not mentioned. It could be a spot for a thing that's not on the, wild card could be cranberry sauce or cranberry relish, if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Cranberries.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Bryan Cranston Krampus?
No.
It's Ocean Spray cranberry ad or whatever, but he's Krampus.
Oh, okay.
And I love it. It's
that sounds like something up your alley.
10 out of 10, Bryan Cranston. You did it again. Malcolm in the Middle in this.
Damn.
I was sitting there thinking, and I'm like, you could do that. You could do a bread side. You could do rolls. You could do cornbread. You could do, especially with my southern kind of style here.
King's Hawaiian rolls buttered up nice.
Yep, something like that. I love those. I think they call them like Rocky Mountain rolls. They're the kind of the ones with the big tops, and they've got like the powdered flour on top. I always think those are delicious, especially stick them in the oven for a little bit so they crisp up.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Oh man, those are good.
God, we're fat.
I know. I'm drooling over here.
I'm like, God, is it Thanksgiving yet?
But Jeff, I think I'm gonna have to go with the thing that didn't get picked, the thing that's been looked over.
Ooh.
We're throwing a second pie. I'm grabbing that pumpkin pie.
Oh, double pie, huh? Whew. I'm also going into the dessert realm. But you know what? There's a lot of good dessert salads, Jay. Every Midwesterner loves a good salad that has nothing to do with any vegetables, Jay.
Right.
It's one of our favorite things.
It is the most Midwest thing. You've got Frog's Eye, got Waldorf,
You nailed it, Jay. I'm going Frog Eye Salad.
Oh, shit.
Love it. My mom makes it every year, specifically because I ask for it. I mean, what's not to love? You got the Cool Whip mixed into the tiny pieces of pasta. I'm pretty sure they literally only make it for this. I mean, they probably don't, but it seems like they only make it for this. You got, we put in pineapple, mandarin oranges, stir it all up nice, tastes delicious. It's great. It doesn't, one of the things I love about it is it does not weigh you down so much. You can have it. It's kind of a lighter thing, kind of like the pumpkin bars, where you can eat some of that dessert and then go back for more food.
You don't
feel like you're, destroyed by a huge, heavy piece of pie.
So I agree. Sometimes you get to pie and you're done.
Yep.
You get to like a Frog's Eye Salad, a Snickers salad.
Oh, Snickers salad.
Anything
with
the like
green
that.
Apples. You like that? Yeah.
You can come on back and that's part of your main course. That is separate from a dessert while still also kind of being a dessert.
Yeah.
Damn, that was a hell of a choice. My mom would always do coconut.
Yeah.
As well. In there.
Well, and I say, always do Frog Eye. Always do the Waldorf one too. Love that.
Jell-O salad.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm taking another popcorn stop here. We're also having our Dinosaur Dracula Peanuts Thanksgiving.
We're having our Peanuts Thanksgiving for the holidays. Stocking stuff for Thanksgiving.
Yep. You know what? Here we are. Running down your starting lineup for the Gobblers. We've got Maine for the Gobblers. Turkey. Yeah.
Delicious.
Your veg. Corn.
Solid Midwestern boy.
Your starch. Mashed potatoes.
Midwest to the max.
You've got your finger food, pickle roll-ups.
Can't get much more Midwestern than that.
And then we've got two sweets.
Ooh, yep.
We've got Frog Eye Salad.
What's that coming over there, Jay? Is it pumpkin bars?
My God, that's pumpkin bars music.
Oh, my God, he is broken in half.
And for the Jay team.
Here we go.
Boo, get out of here.
Some Southern boys coming up here, looks like.
We've got your main ham.
Solid, dependable.
You've got your veg, green bean casserole.
Damn, still regret dropping that one.
You've got your starch, sweet potatoes.
Ooh.
You've got your finger food of deviled eggs.
Bastards.
And the gruesome twosome, the brothers of destruction. Of the toilet. I don't know. You've got pecan and pumpkin pie.
The only pies anybody's looking for.
The two-man power, the two-pie power trip. The mega pyres.
You know, honestly, I thought we were going to be fighting to make a good Thanksgiving meal, but we honestly just made two good meals.
I would eat
either one of these.
I think, honestly, if all this together was one Thanksgiving, this would be a hell of a Thanksgiving.
Yes. This would be like a great big family Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you roll up to family Thanksgiving. There's turkey, ham, corn, green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, and sweet potatoes, pumpkin bars, pecan pie, frog eye, pumpkin pie, frog eye salad, pumpkin pie, pickle roll-ups, and deviled eggs.
I'm going home happy.
Yeah, that's... Jeff, I'm going back for thirds, maybe fourths.
Oh, like, yeah. You know it.
Easily. That's a normal day for us, but...
Honestly, yeah. I don't even know who would take this, because there's so much good on both.
Well, listeners, if you want to help crown the inaugural Horror for the Holidays Thanksgiving Draft Champion...
The Thanksgiving Bowl.
Send an email, horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com. Tell us who you think would win, or tell us on social media. I don't know. Send us a thing on...
What's your favorite?
Yep. Either send us hashtag the J team or hashtag the gobblers. And I don't know. We'll tally it up and we'll reveal a winner. Watch, we get no traction on this. No one listens.
No one cares.
It's a 0-0 tie.
Ooh.
It's like the majority of that Packers-Eagles game from like 2 weeks ago.
What a crazy game.
Oh, my God. But yeah, get in touch with us on social media. We're all the places at Horror for Holidays. Emails, horrorfortheholidays@gmail.com.
YouTube.com/horrorfortheholidays. Hit the subscribe button. Leave comments. Leave reviews on the podcatchers. 5-star reviews, because those are the only ones we read. 0 stars if you could, because you're a real sicko.
Hey, fatsos, stop chewing into the microphone.
Nom, 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 nom.
Stop telling us about all the foods you want to eat. Stop slobbering so much. We can hear you getting fatter just thinking about those Thanksgiving foods. All those things, we'll only read them in 5-star reviews.
Oh, Jay, it's only a week. Only a week till Thanksgiving.
And
then we start our busiest time of the year.
Yeah, then we're going to lean into the Christmas season. And you know what, Jeff? Perfect time to bring it up. For our next episode, we'll be talking about ATM.
Ooh.
2012's ATM, a movie I've been waiting to pop up on this list. It's got Josh from Drake and Josh.
Oh, boy.
And other people.
And others.
And yeah, I don't know. That's it. We'll talk about it then. We'll see you next week for ATM. Thanks for listening. Happy Thanksgiving.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Gobblers number one.
Get out of here, J-Team! God, everyone's a critic.